Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, How to Harvest. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me, if you would, in the scriptures this evening to two openings, Proverbs 10 and Ecclesiastes 11. We've been on a series some weeks now on these Friday nights that we're calling How to Harvest. How to Harvest. Look at these two scriptures, and we'll review a little bit for those of you that haven't been with us. Proverbs 10 and 4. Proverbs 10, 4 says, "He becomes poor that deals with a slack hand unless he makes confessions or sows a lot of offerings." Well, no, this scripture is just as true as Mark 11, 23 and 24. Isn't it?
Yes.
He becomes poor that deals with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent makes rich. Diligence, particularly obedience, to diligently obey what the Lord directs you to do, is a big part of Him being able to prosper you. Mm-hmm. Now we so-called faith people, Word of Faith people, we believe in sowing and reaping. We believe in prosperity. And thank God we do. But a lot of folks, I think, without maybe meaning to, they think all there is to prospering is giving offerings and making confessions. That if we give offerings, give plenty of offerings and make plenty of good confessions, then the rest of it's up to God. But that's wrong thinking. Read the next verse here. He goes on to say, "He that gathers in summer is a wise son, but he that sleeps in harvest is a son that causes shame." Is it possible to sleep through a harvest? Well, if you sleep through harvest, are you going to gather anything in? Look in Ecclesiastes. The 11th chapter, Ecclesiastes 11 and verse 4. "He that observes the wind, what will he do? He shall not sow, he won't sow. He that regards the clouds, what will he do? He shall not reap." Observe has to do with looking at. Regard has to do with considering and esteeming. If you look at the wrong thing, you won't give. And just as true, we know that's true. Just as true, if you consider and regard the wrong thing, you won't reap, even after you've sown. Now, the scripture, Jesus, Spirit of God through Paul, the prophet's writings, the Psalms, teach us about spiritual sowing and reaping by comparing it over and over again to natural sowing and reaping. Are you familiar with some of the scriptures? I mean Matthew and Galatians and Romans and 1st and 2nd Corinthians. I mean, over and over again, he compares it just right down the line that spiritual sowing and reaping is just like natural, just like sowing wheat or corn or tomatoes. And we all know that when you sow corn, you have to put the seed in the ground, right? We'll go to Mark 4 and let's let the words of Jesus say this the very best way it can be said. Mark 4 and the 26th verse. Mark 4, 26, Jesus said, "So is the kingdom of God." The whole kingdom operates this way. as if a man should cast seed into the ground. Keep reading. He should sleep and rise day and night, and the seed should spring and grow up, he knows not how. For the earth brings forth fruit of herself. Let's back up. Who sowed the seed?
Amen.
The man. And what caused the fruit to be brought forth? The earth does that of itself. The Creator has made it to do that. And I'm going to say something, and we're going to keep coming back to it. And this is an exciting word. It's worthy of meditation. The blessing of increase is the multiplication of the seed. The blessing of increase is the multiplication of the seed. There was a time in the earth when God planted a garden. And He planted the garden just like He planted the garden with a couple of people seeds. There were specific plants and animals. That has spread all over the planet. And it has spread by the power of God, which is the blessing of increase. But how does it come to manifestation? It's in the multiplication of the seed. So for us to experience the increase, I'm not talking about something somebody took notes on. I'm not talking about something that somebody believes on paper. I'm talking about experiencing your life coming into another level, you living differently. To experience that, it is connected to the seed. The sowing of the seed, the supernatural multiplication of the seed. No, we're not excited enough about that part. See, we have grown up with this all of our life. And so it's kind of old hat to us. We're like, sure, sure. You put a seed in there and it grows up and you got extra. Mm-mm. It's a miracle. It is a miracle. And our brightest minds have not begun to break these codes and understand how you can pack a 200-foot tree in a seed like that. A living organism.
Yes, sir.
You put that little seed in the ground, and it starts pushing down and it starts reaching up. Come on, are you listening? And it gets bigger 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 until it can cast a shadow, hallelujah, over half an acre. And all the little critters can find homes in it. And it started off, old friend, the same thing can happen with a $10 offering. Same thing can happen with sowing some of your time into somebody's life. Sowing friendship, sowing loyalty, sowing. It's not the physical money. It's not the physical piece of jewelry or clothing or something. That is a husk that something else is wrapped in. Something spiritual. The seed is the faith and the love. And you wrap it up in that natural thing and you sow it. But then once it's in the ground, the earth brings forth fruit of itself.
Yes.
Now it doesn't happen all by the next day, but come on, read it. What did it say? First the blade, then the ear, then the full corn in the ear. Oh, I feel good again. Woo! The blessing of increase. Tell me what it is. What is it? It is, I could say it like this, the supernatural multiplication of the seed. God has created this and caused it to be, to where we could have the privilege. It could be in our control. What seed we sowed and when and how much. He's put a lot in our hands. Do you understand? He does not sow the seed for you. He's not going to make you sow seed. You know, sometimes people, they try to hyper-spiritualize some things. How many remember the scripture where he said, according as a man purposes in his heart, so let him give. See, that reveals some things are up to you. How much love, how much desire, how much faith, right? I remember one time concerning some ministry things in a time of prayer, I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what should I try to believe for? What should I try to believe for? He answered me. I don't mean I heard a voice, but inside me caused it to come to my mind. He said, son, it's not up to me. I can do anything. I could move billions to you before the afternoon's over without making a phone call. He said, it's not up to what I can do. What can you believe? Is that scriptural? How many times did Jesus tell people what? According? What did he say? According to your faith. According to your faith. According to your faith. Thank God he gave us some word to feed our faith so we can grow, so we can increase. And he's been talking about that this week. He's left a lot of things up to us. The sowing is up to us. The growing is up to him. The earth brings forth fruit of herself. Read that verse again. Back up to verse 27. You can sleep. You can get up. You can go. And you don't have to do one thing to try to make that seed multiply. Everybody ought to enjoy this part. You don't have to do one thing. You can get up. You can go. You can sleep. And that seed is multiplying. That seed, whoo, glory to God, it's multiplying by the power of the blessing of increase. Multiplying. Somebody say multiplying. Multiplying. Multiplying the seed. Verse 28, for the earth brings forth fruit of herself, first the blade, then the ear, after that the full corn in the ear. Verse 29, but when the fruit is brought forth, it's fully developed. Immediately, God puts in the sickle. God reaps it for you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, How to Harvest, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 6th, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Faith and fear to God. Faith to God who gives me